Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed? Who beloved? Who has amended our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed, uncovered? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form, nor comeliness, attractiveness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He ain't a handsome Hollywood man. He is despised, spied on and hated, and rejected of men, the last in line, the last choice of mankind, a man of pains, and made to be acquainted with diseases. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. We had no estimation about him. To us, he had no value. Surely he has borne. He took our diseases and picked up and carried away our pains. So we had second thoughts about him. But, you know, he must not be in the Lord's will, because definitely we see God's dealing with him. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten, leprous of God, and afflicted, makid, mucus, nasal dung. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our hideous guilt. The chastisement, the training, the chastening, the hauling over the coals of our peace, our shalom, our complete well-being, was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All and no exception. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. All and no exception. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, no Hamas, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to disease. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, then he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.